you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I've got a question for everybody. You know, we talk about energy and frequency, and what if your internal sense of self-worth isn't something you chase, but something you tune into? So we're going to be talking a lot about that today with my special guest, Naomi Pechkowski, and we're calling this Raising Your Worth Vibration. And I'm just going to share a little bit about our special guest today. Naomi Pechkowski is a seasoned expert with over two decades in the U.S. beauty industry, specializing in holistic anti-aging skincare and transformative energy healing. Now, that's a combination to connect together. She built her Maryland-based salon into a thriving six-figure business as an immigrant with no immediate family or friends. So this lady is a go-getter. And so I'm so excited to have her with us today. Also, her work has been featured in over 22 media outlets, including AP News, Yahoo Finance, Morningstar, ABC, NBC, Fox News affiliates. And she's a former aesthetics instructor. So she blends Asian and Western skincare techniques together with spiritual healing. So today, what she does is she empowers energy healers to build credible, sustainable practices and achieve long-term business growth. So it's my pleasure to welcome Naomi. So welcome, Naomi. Glad to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So, you know, I always love when I have guests on to find out their story and how you got to where you are today, because there's always so many gold nuggets in that. So could you share that with our audience, please?
Yes. How I started out was just a coincidence of putting together aesthetic and energy healing was the coincidence, but I know that it was guided to this way. At first, I wasn't aware I was doing the energy healing. What happened was when I started to focus on just aesthetics, I used to be a cosmetologist, so I used to do the hair, and then I went to study further about the skincare at that time. Around that time, I still had the goal having a spa. So I can do the hair, but also I wanted to know in depth about the skincare. And I went to the aesthetic school. And then this school has already closed after pandemic time because the founder of the business has been retired. And it's called Bondi. And at there, the skincare massage technique was incorporated with the polarity therapy. So energy, part of the like a different energy healing modality. I wasn't aware of it. I was just doing the massage, and all my aesthetic skincare clients start saying, Mayumi, you are doing more than the facial. You are doing a healing. This is not the facial. So you have to differentiate. Some of the people really suggested me name a Reiki facial and sell it as a menu. And around that time, I wasn't even aware what the Reiki was. I said, what is Reiki? And then they said, oh, it's energy healing and, you know, modality. And I was born, raised in Japan. I graduated college and then I started working abroad. So I was like, oh, no, this is No, this is a scam. Some kind of people created this energy healing modality and they start to spread it. I'm like, I'm native. I never even once, during my 20 years of life in Japan, never heard of Reiki. And I know people around me are also unaware of. So first time when people start talking about the Reiki, I was very skeptical. But so many people started mentioning to me, so I decided to take our first workshop with as a skeptic. I was like, oh, I'm gonna just figure out how shady they are. I'm gonna figure it out. Then I attended a workshop and then, oh, sounds like it's legitimate, might make sense. And yes, the Chinese character they use as a symbol around that time as older Japanese version. So it's more like closer to the Chinese. And then reading in a phonetic way of in Japanese. And it more all made sense. So it's like, okay. So I was wrong. This is probably true. And then start to go into the more researching and then start to learn different energy healing. And then I start to focus on my focus was from the beginning, the balance of body, mind, spirit. So I always focused on this client's total well-being. And then start to getting a session from others, other wellness colleagues to experience the different healing arts, what's good for. I tried many of the things and I start to know the different practitioners. And that's how my business has been evolved. I started getting lots of referral. I am not the technical person. So first 3 years, I just built my list of clientele, just the word of mouth.
Yeah. Wow,
That's how it started.
that's a pretty interesting story. And I love the idea of the skepticism because, yeah, because it's just like, I know that this has happened for me too. It's like there's a saying, everywhere you go, here you are. So it's just like this is all part of who you are, like that the being the healer, okay? That healer aspect. But it sounds like you never really defined what that was, but it was always part of you. Right. So the thing is, it just cracks me up because it's like you can't separate that from, you can't put it in a box. It's like it's the complete my Yumi, the complete Dolores. That's part of who you are, and it's just so funny when we try to compartmentalize things in little boxes. Well, I'm at work, so I won't do any of the energy stuff. It goes with you wherever you are. It's like part of you. So it's just like, you know what? It's your essence and your being and your frequency. So, that's just, that's Mayumi in the completeness. So, that's cool. And, good for you for exploring and wanting to be the skeptic, because I think sometimes when we're skeptical, it's like we go in with different lenses to really look and tap into our discernment, which is really important in these days, I find.
Yes,
So,
that's true.
we talk about frequency and we know that everything is energy. And, you and I decided to talk about self-worth today because I feel that, it definitely is a frequency and it's a vibration. And because everything is a vibration and a frequency. But self-worth, sometimes we don't talk about that as much as we really should, because I think there's more to it than people really know. And I'm hoping that you and I could take a deep dive into that today. So, what are your thoughts about that?
Yes, self-worth is, I think it's different in a cultural way. Where I grew up in Japan, but probably many of the Asian country is the same. We are taught we are never be enough. When
Oh,
we
wow.
start to get acknowledged that you are good, then there is no way to improve. So from the si school system, everything is no, you can do better. You weren't enough. So next time do better. Even you d do better, then there is no ending. Oh, you did this. So I'm gonna get little, applaud. Yeah, maybe just little, but always like, oh, don't be a fool of yourself.
Oh,
You need
wow.
to grow, so you need to be humble. But that's the double-edged sword. Many of the people who comes from Asian culture is, you did enough work, enough practice, but you believe yourself as really not enough. And I don't want to get that offended by the
No, not at all.
Western culture people. Western culture people are raised by the praising. Oh, you're
Well,
good. Oh my gosh. Yes,
now,
you are.
I'm gonna beg to differ with you because
Okay.
maybe
To
that's
me, that's that.
the more like the newer generations, but in my generation and the ones before
What's
that,
the same?
pretty much it was like you were never good enough. No matter how perfect you were, it was never good enough. So
Okay, that's good.
I could relate to that. So I kind of feel like, and you and I are probably close to the same age, our generations, that was probably
What's the
more of the
seven?
norm than the exception. And I think as generations progressed, people started seeing that. So they were trying to balance it out. And it seems like on a continuum, it's like we went from one end to the other, and
To
now
the
we've
other
become some sort of in
extreme.
the middle. So
Oh, that's understandable. Yes, that's understandable.
So I get that, and I appreciate your viewpoint on that because I see that too, because I think we've tipped the scale where we've gone to the opposite direction, where maybe we coddle the kids too much so they don't know what it's like to struggle a little bit. But the thing is, we just make everybody a winner, and which is, you want to, encompass that, but it's not always that way because life is the way it is. We have opportunities to learn and grow, right? And that's why we come to planet Earth to get our PhD in being human, So, and we
Yes.
are working on our doctorate dissertation. So yeah, no, but that's a really
That's
good
awesome.
observation, Mayumi, because that is true. But I feel that hopefully, as time
Gonna,
progresses,
yeah,
we could
center the more in a center. Yeah, there is a difference speaking your truth. And I often say to my clients, I mean coaching clients or energy healing student, that stating what you can do in stating your truth is not bragging. And you have to be, this type of work in the energy healing that I have a lots of colleagues that they have to be humble, so they don't want to say what they can do in the energy healing business. But I always ask when the business coach, what you can provide, what you can do, what is the big picture that you can show it to your client? Because that's how people are gonna find you. For instance, when I'm doing the facial work, then I specialize in anti-aging and then acne facial. So both of them, when I say that, I have to prove. So they need to see and feel the visible difference, right? So if you can do something that you are always asked by other people, and then you are making a progress, that can be your specialty, that you can say your truth. Oh, I do many of these cases. Or you want to specialize this, you can say that. But many of them are unable to say what they can really do utilizing energy healing. That's why it's very mystified. And then I'm going to just go back to the why I
And I'm
felt
going to
like,
just hold on to that thought
yeah.
because we're going to go
Yes.
on our first break. And when we come back,
Okay.
let's step into that because I want to address a couple of things with that as well, because I think that's so important. It's so, I think some people have a difficult time putting it into words exactly what they do. So
Yes.
hold that thought. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And I have a special guest today, Mayomi Paczkowski. And we're talking about raising your self-worth vibration on our show today. So stay tuned and we'll talk more when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I have the honor today of having my guest, Mayomi Paczkowski, who we are going to have a nice, lively conversation about raising your wealth, your worth vibration, but it's also your wealth vibration too. So, you know, before break, Mayomi, we were talking about that whole idea where people have a hard time really putting into words what they do when without it sounding as if they're boasting or bragging. You know, share some more about that, because I know we cut you off a little bit before break. So I want to continue with that conversation.
Sure. Yes, certainly. So, I am the one teaching this way to my people, to my students right now, because I don't think not many energy workers are doing it. Everybody, probably most of us may know how to do the energy assessment, meaning is the muscle testing and finding the really neutral, true essence of the validation, right? So I teach to my students or even my client, coaching client, your 1 hour energy work equivalent to how many hours of regular Reiki sessions. So for instance, your energy healing could be 13 hours worth of Reiki session if you are very, you know, already progressed energy healer. This way, like quantifiable number you want to put in when you are addressing, you know, to your clients. your worth is quantifiable with the number, right? Mm-hmm. That can be raised the value to the clients, because many of the people just say, I do Reiki, I do this technique and this and technique, but other people don't know what they are. They know that it may be all the energy healing. So a quantifiable number, and then maybe if you can, in order to just listening your clients, you can even do the energy assessment that in order to make a big shift with your current condition, the minimum of how many sessions will require. That's my energy assessment. And then just to start talking to your client more assertive way. That's the bring up their, how can I say, their assertive, more worthiness energy. Because people cannot really say, okay, I have learned, you get the clients lots of certifications, but okay, so, but what you can do in the past, what's the, you know, client success stories, you can talk about it. You don't have to guarantee anything, but if there is, for instance, if you cannot quantifiable number, that's not good for you, then maybe pass the client's success story. Oh, there were client like you. And then for this client, you can state your truth, how many sessions it took, and everybody is different. But how many sessions is, you know, minimum, you
right,
know.
Yeah. I think recommended that's probably
this type of.
Mayumi, I think that's probably one of the most challenging things as a practitioner, because, and you address this too, it's like, you know, everybody's such an individualized entity, basically, that, you know, how they created, say, for an example, they get migraines or something like that, is so different from somebody else that might have has the same physical ailment or whatever. So I think there's so much more. I know for me, when I work with people, I usually say it's a 3-session minimum. And we take it, we reevaluate after that, whether or not.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Sometimes something shifts in one session and great, you know, but sometimes it takes a little while because, you know, energetically, the person may not be ready to release whatever that is, because there's still lessons being learned from having that experience, you know? So it's really, there's so many shades of gray in this realm that it's sometimes it's so, and I feel the challenging aspect of that, of like grounding it into this reality, because it's like, it's really nebulous, but it's like, okay, let's funnel it into like making it concrete. Mm-hmm. So it could be more in this reality or earth-based. Yeah, I totally get that.
Yes.
So what do you think about in regards to the practitioner themselves, as far as their worthiness and where they're at and their ability to attract their correct clients? If you could say something on that.
Firstly, I highly encourage every single practitioner to receive that healing session from somebody else, not doing by themselves, because I have noticed that many of the people just do, you know, self-healing by themselves. And then I often recommend that when you find a good practitioner, maybe the reason why is they might be very empathic and they don't like to be intermingling with other people's energy, maybe scared. I really don't know. But I have found that many... how can I say, struggling worthiness, and then those type of energy healers, they tend to be cocooned in their shell. They don't receive the energy healing. I often recommend that, they are just a mirror of you. So when you think you groomed yourself, and you look fine, you thought so, but you go into in front of the mirror. Oh, I didn't know that this hair was sticking up. I'm going to just make it nicer. So that's how other practitioners can see you. It's not like they're going to manipulate you or anything, but just smoothing out the area that you may miss out. That's all. And there is another part of the, you know, area by receiving a session is really, really beneficial. I can attest that because I went to receive different sessions, sometimes weekly, into the during a week, two sessions. Or everybody says, oh, don't do that, so many sessions during a week. But sometimes my off days were, oh, this and this day, then sometimes I received two different sessions within a week, no problem at all. And I start to know different people's, you know, how they can assess and see. And there was no shame or embarrassment. We are all here to learn. Just to get better. Yeah.
And, you know, I want to just piggyback on what you're saying, too. I totally agree with you because sometimes we're too close to the situation that really need the healing the most. Okay. Yes. And we like do the bypass and try to code it over like, oh, everything's fine. No, it's not. And, you know, I've been doing this work for decades and I still seek out healers. I go to the healers, basically. And, you know, I just encourage people to trust your instincts and trust what you're feeling. And if you're being, you know, I call it leaning in, you know, intuitively, you're leaning into something, by all means, follow that because it's your intuition talking to you and guiding you. And when you come from that aspect, you always are attracted and go to the right people. So I know for me, you know, working with clients and stuff like that, I always ask the universe to provide me with the right people, the right time, who are in energetic alignment with who I am. One thing that I found interesting, and you might be able to, you might have something similar to this. It's like whatever I'm working on, it's like the universe sends me clients about. Does that happen to you?
May happen before, but right now is probably not. Yes, but I used to, I get the client the same theme, same type of, you know, problems, you know, in a certain amount of time. That happens a lot. And then, oh my gosh, right now it's the same people, same problems coming to me.
Yeah.
Yes, that happens a lot. Yes. But the reason why I recommend the healing is that when you start to getting really a whole, that attract towards the clients, oh, this person is safe, I can open up myself. Exactly. You're gonna start to have that vibration. And many times, if you are not skipping your own healing, and then even you putting a game face on and looks, you know, I'm okay, I'm good, somehow you may not be able to attract the clients because vibration is very honest. So people, even they are not energy healer, they can sense it. Oh, I felt a good vibe from you. Or, you know, people always, oh, that stinks. You know, it's like all kind of, you know, energy, some kind of sense of, you know, smell or felt it, you know, they are saying it. They are not energy healer, but everyone is perceiving some kind of vibrational frequency from you. Absolutely. So when you are not attracting, just look within and then seek, you know, help from others, maybe going through your breakthrough session with the, you know, other practitioner may take you to that, you know, next level of vibrational frequency and attracting the clients you always wanted.
I agree. And you know what? We're getting ready to go on our next break. So hold that thought. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. And so, you know, if you're really enjoying what you're hearing today on the Dr. Dolores Show, I just invite you to go to your favorite listening platforms and give us a like or maybe a a comment. We would love that. And when we share the information, it gets out to more people so we could actually help more people. So we've been talking today on our show about raising your worth vibration with my special guest, Mayomi Pachkowski. And when we come back, we're going to share some more about that. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today I have a very special guest with me, Mayomi Pachkowski, and we're talking about raising your worth vibration. And before break, we were talking about our essence and our frequency and how that actually speaks volumes before we even open our mouth. You know, it's like, here you go. Here you are. You walk into the room and your energy is before you. And it's so true, even more so today. What are your thoughts on that, Mayomi?
Yes, that speaks the truth. So always, you know, when we have that intuition and you felt it, that's the most accurate, you know, evaluation. So don't try to, think through your brain and trying to suppress that. Oh, maybe it's wrong. I should be thinking this way. And then people usually push away that intuition. And then later, oh, to be honest, the first time I felt that way, I shouldn't be listening that vibration, right? So whatever it is, listen to your intuition and then act upon it. That's the best, you know, route that gives you to get to the whole healing.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, because I think today, in today's time, it's more important than ever to really start trusting your instincts and your intuition, because we're in a time in humanity's evolution where we are being bombarded externally by a lot of things that are, I call it, what's real and what's Memorex, what's real and what's AI, and what's real and what's bullshit.
No.
Like, yes. You don't know, because it's just
Right. It's a
everybody's
really real.
Things that, you know, so you could actually, I feel that this is a time for humanity to really take a dive within themselves, to really start trusting that wisdom within ourselves that's there. Mm-hmm. It always has been there. Mm-hmm. We just gave it a bypass for many, many generations. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's all part of divine feminine energy as mm-hmm. well.
Yes. Yes. And it's sometimes very random. It's not one through, linear, 1 through 10. So people, why is, I'm getting this this way. But that's the best way to, to reach the destination. It's very interesting when you do the coaching with the energy healers. I have, two interested people in the past. They really trusted their guidance. One person was a Japanese, and around that time, Taiko, she was living in the United States. Her husband was sent from the Japanese company to work in the United States temporarily, a few years, so she was sent there. And she was already established a clairvoyant energy healer in Japan, but she didn't have any clients in the United States. And when she found me for the coaching, she told me that I asked my higher self to find somebody who can understand Japanese and then know how to establish the business in the United States. And then she found my Japanese blog website and she started subscribing that e-newsletter, and then she became my client. Yeah. So, and those people are already, there is no doubt, they just move through their, innate wisdom and go through it. Another person currently I am doing a coaching, her name is Whitney. She was like, oh my gosh, when I spoke with her about the coaching, program that I just created or trying to do, because I knew her already. She said, Mayumi, last night, I was so overwhelmed with my business. And I was so overwhelmed, and I prayed to my guides that please help me, please guide me, please show me the best way to navigate this time so I can get over with this overwhelm. And the next day I contacted her. So she was like, Mayumi, this is it. So no. I want to take your, coaching. So many energy healers already in tuned and then believe themselves. Their compass is this innate wisdom. So, if you are energy healer and then you have that connection all the time, then just trust and absolutely jump on.
Well, and I think that's something that could be kind of translated to any aspect of your life. Mm-hmm. How often do we forget to ask our guides? Okay. We sometimes live in this bubble thinking we got to do it all ourselves. And, I just love this meme. I've seen this before. I mean, this goes back like almost 10 years. It's like all these angels are in this ark, and there's tons of them looking down on planet Earth. And I always want to put that caption. They're waiting for us to ask them. They're waiting for, we're waiting for you to ask, but you have to ask. We can't intervene. So I think if anything, to share with the audience, it's like continue to ask for things ask your higher self and your guides, because I believe that they're here more so than ever to guide us. Mm. We're not here by ourselves. And all you need to do is have one instance of, like in a divine intervention like that, and you're going to be sold on it, because that's how quickly things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, really true. And then it's not selfish.
No,
And then some of the people trying to work for other people and then push your knees at last, that's not the right way to do. I say, just think what is best for you. And then get that answer. It's not for somebody else or not saving the world, but for you at this moment.
Absolutely.
As you. Yep. Yes. Yep. What is the most important?
And like the other thing too, if the whole thing, if you have this belief that's, it's coming up that this is selfish or you feel guilty for doing it or you're feeling shameful, this is an indicator for you to, you know, possibly go a little deeper and ask the question why that is so.
Right. Yes, but that's true.
The thing is that usually that's from another time and place in your earlier life where that's a carryover, where you have been led to believe that this is the way it is, and it's not. It's not. You are worth having your needs met. You are worth having, you know, everything that you desire.
Yes, that is another truth. I always say enough pie for everyone. You are not taking something away from it. But that's how people perceive many times. Oh, if I become this successful, I'm like, you are not taking a client away from other people. There are gazillions of people in the world.
That's right. And the thing is, sometimes if that happens to people that they're feeling jealous or envious, that's another thing to look at as well, because there's plenty of room at the table for everybody. And if there's not enough room, extend the table and make it bigger. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just like, you know, everybody has something to offer. And, you know, there's abundance and prosperity for everybody.
Yes.
I feel that we set limitations on ourselves based on what we've gone through in our past. Mm-hmm. And it's time to clean that up, because that's not where we're going in the future.
Yes. So, you know, I often address to my clients, number-wise, in the marketing side. See, I bring the lots of kind of numbers, so quantifiable numbers, so people can grasp what's happening in the world. In the market research has done, and including energy healing, complementary wellness tool, healing modality, and acupuncture, and everything included worldwide. By 2020, so 5 years later, the marketing share is $394 billion industry. This industry is.
That's
yes. And in the United States, 2023, it was $98 billion. That's a lot, $1 billion. Okay. Just in the United States. But what will happen is that just the market prediction researcher already predicted that's going to become over 124 billion by 2030. So there is no time that being guilty or shameful or being, oh, I'm not worthy, or people may not pay me, da 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 da. Market is huge. So this is the time that you're going to start paddling on the ocean. The big wave will be coming. So you want to ride on with the healthy mind. So I, you know, tell people just start getting ready.
That's right. And you know what? And the thing is, I think people need to look at their businesses as well. It's more of a journey. It's not a destination, because you're constantly growing and evolving. And so is your business, because your business is pretty much an extension of who you are. It's like your business is you're basically the business card, because it's your essence is the business card, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm already start to, telling my clients, because some of them are, they have a hesitancy to say, I do energy healing, because not everybody understands what the energy healing is. But I'm saying to my clients, that the coaching clients, that by 2030, people are going to start talking like taking a yoga class. Oh, I'm going to go to see my energy healer today.
Yep. There you go.
No biggie. So that's how I'm projecting. Yes.
It's so interesting because, for me, I've been in healthcare for close to 50
Long
years.
time,
We
so
have
you
come a
saw history with.
long way because energy back 50 years ago was kind of like quackery and wackadoo and skeptics, and it's so refreshing to witness what I'm evol what is evolving right now. So, Naomi, we're going to go on our next and our last break of our episode. So, stay tuned, everybody, because we're going to talk a little bit more about what Naomi offers and how you could get in touch with her when we come back. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and we're talking about raising your worth vibration today on today's show. So stay tuned, and we're going to wrap it up when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I have a very special guest today, Naomi Pietrzkowski, who is a pretty remarkable woman. She teaches people who have energy healing businesses to really be successful and to really start getting the word out about what they do. And over the last, our episode, we talked about the raising your worth vibration and how important energy is and frequency and how important it is today, more so now than ever. And before break, I was just sharing that being in healthcare for well over 50 years, I knew about energy when I was a youngster. And, that was like, I knew that was my life's mission to bridge the two worlds together, the physical with the spiritual and the whole vibration and frequency. And, I ended up in healthcare and I'm like, oh, how do I do this? Because it was like, so talk about continuum. So, like this is just called wacko quacko. And I knew this is where it was really all about, but bridging the two together. So that's been my life's work. But Naomi, why don't you share, just kind of recap what we kind of talked about and how best people could get in touch with you and what your offerings are.
Yes. The first, what, there are two ways that you can, they can check, how I am. First one is the PDF. You can download it. It's called the Healer's Confidence Boost, 5 Proven Ways to Build Trust with New Clients PDF. This could be more newer practitioners who are trying to build a credibility, how I'm going to, present in front of my clients and so forth. But even the established energy healers, there might be the essence that in there that free, so you can download it. So askmayumi.com/free-resource. That's the one first thing. And second one is I offer 30 minutes. It's called the transformational session. I will answer the question regarding that your business, you know, hurdles, what they are, you know, you are struggling with. So you can book a call at the Ask Mayumi, askmayumi.com/book-a-call. So you can do that. And, you know, Dolores, that's fantastic. You're going to bridge the gap with the medicine and the energy healing together. Why I decide to focus on, especially for the energy healers, to do the coaching. I can do the, you know, for the wellness practitioner, but this time I really start to focusing on more energy healers. Like you said in the beginning, time is shifting. It's really, really rapidly shifting. And then we are really shifting and morphing in a rapid speed. And I was thinking, you know, for a long time, oh, I did the certain level of business build, and you don't have to really worry about too much finances, because I know every month certain amount is already coming in. So instead of my strength is there are so many great energy practitioners and instructors already exist all over the world like you. So instead of I'm only, you know, doing the locally or even remotely, but I can touch so many, you know, people as a one person. But if I utilize this experience and teach others how to establish their energy healing as a business, doesn't have to worry about their finances, can support the family. If you are doing this side job, then this can become your full-time career. Then all of a sudden, all over the world, these people are going to pop up. And then healing, the vibrational frequency will go rise much faster than I'm doing alone. So this is why I decided to do the coaching. And that is, you know, I'm focusing on as a mission. Besides, I still run the, you know, salon. Mm-hmm. So I have an individual, you know, great clients, and I really love it. But at the same time, simultaneously, I want to help others.
Yeah.
This way.
Mm-hmm. And you know, what a beautiful mission. And I love your vision as well, because really this is where it's going in the future, and it's all frequency and vibration. And it's all about learning how to, you know, shift that stuff pretty readily, because it's not taking long for healings to happen today. It's like, it's almost like, I call it like flipping switches. It's that quick. Yes. It's sometimes it's just about getting us out of our way to allow, yes, you know, feel safe in somebody's presence to be the witness or the catalyst that allows that to happen. Okay. So important. And, you know, so thank you, Mayumi, for being here. And once again, how could they reach out to you to contact you? Just share that.
Yes, you can contact me at askmayumi.com. There is a 30 minutes booking slot. You can contact me that way, book a call, or you can just simply, if you want to email me, Mayumi, Mayumi, at askmayumi.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Mayumi. And, you know, I hope you all enjoyed our show today. And, you know, if you did happen to stumble across us, please give us a like on your favorite platforms. We're on so many of them. And I just want to reiterate this. You know, we're in interesting times. It's actually good times and more good times to come. And just know that you are worth it. And we love you. And we'll see you next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.